I'm ready to party!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Monday, guys.
Welcome to Monday. We have a wonderful show in store for you. So we talk about raffle tickets, my child offending somebody, Sarah having to hide her feelings from me.
You're reading that straight off the paper. We've literally just done the show and you can't remember
it. She was like, it's such a wonderful show. Raffle tickets.
Song three.
Anyway. Song three, song four. Maxie deeply offended someone.
And then we hook to a game. There it is in a nutshell. Listen at your peril.
Those two girls.
Morning.
A brand new week, a brand new me.
What does that mean?
Oh, I hope so.
Not much. I'm not really going to change for anything or anyone.
I had a pantry clean out on the weekend. That's how rock and roll my lifestyle is. And wow. Lise, you started it. Because when you came over to my house, you looked at the lower level of my pantry and you judged the number of material and plastic bags that I had shoved at the bottom
They're
of my pantry.
All down there on the floor.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm alone here. I think as soon as you hit 30, you start collecting things in your house.
Yes.
Just in case. And now plastic bags are it for me. I would also say Tupperware.
Yeah.
Because I cleaned out my Tupperware drawer. Do you know how many of those plastic containers do not have lids?
I mean, they're not even made to have lids. So that's how I feel about them. I don't have any lids at all.
Completely.
I just put a tea towel over the top with
completely
an elastic
useless. And then I had another drawer that was just full of random cords. I'm talking chargers for phones, for yesteryear's phones, old iPads, old computers,
cables
to digital cameras that I don't even know where they are. What happens
iPods
when you turn 30 where you just start, well, your house just starts turning into your parents' house, doesn't it?
That is quite depressing.
I mean, Aaron, you're still 23.
Personally,
you've got this to look forward to.
Thank you. Glad to.
What can you add to this?
I feel that by the time you're in your 30s, there's one thing that there's a definite change, and that is you start loving a slow cooker.
Yes.
Like, you know, you really start singing its praises, don't you? Before 30, you don't even know what a slow cooker is.
Well,
you don't know what
to.
It does.
Do you know? Do you have a slow cooker, Aaron?
No.
Okay. He doesn't.
Fast cooker.
After 30, you are all about the slow cooker.
And points, getting points for things that you spend your money on.
Yes.
I like points.
Oh, do you?
I love a point.
But do you have a Woolworths reward card?
I do. It's on my phone. I just have to tap the phone.
Don't
have to worry about the card.
All right. Well, he's unusual.
Okay,
he's
you're next level.
A bit of a freak.
All right. You're an old soul. That's why they put you on this show.
Fits with the two of you.
Earlier in the week. Hold on. It's Monday. So last week. By that, I mean last week, Sarah. I was handed a book of raffle tickets for my children's sporting club that I am now responsible to sell. Okay, I understand it's a fundraiser. I get it. Do you know how much each ticket is?
How much?
$20
Ooh.
A ticket,
what's
Sarah.
The prize?
I mean, the prize is like a trip somewhere domestic. It's not. I mean, it's okay. Or maybe
don't
it's
you do domestic only travel
international
anymore?
Travel.
No, but hold on, guys.
She
if
doesn't
you're
do continental
no.
travel. She does intercontinental travel.
No, only but come
France.
On. If you're forking out $20 for a ticket, I don't want to go somewhere domestic.
Devil's advocate.
Here we go.
Isn't a raffle ticket about contributing and helping just as much as it is,
I think,
as it is about
I
winning.
Think a raffle ticket is such a bygone relic.
I feel
they
the
are
same
just
way.
I mean, I don't know about you, but when I get raffle tickets for my school's fete, I just buy the whole book.
Okay, well, that was what I was going to do.
I can't. I will just hand over $75 because,
and
I,
be
firstly,
done with it.
I can't ask any of my friends to buy raffle tickets because they're selling raffle tickets of
themselves.
Their own. Absolutely. Whether I thought, oh, I'll ask Lise if she wants
to
win a car.
No, I'm not buying them.
No, I knew you wouldn't. And my
I'm
parents,
in the trenches with you. I've got $200
yeah.
worth of raffle tickets that I need to fork out for, and I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going to stump
because you
up.
Can't hand back a book of unsold tickets. That's like you have
I
failed.
I found a loophole.
Did you?
I'm not proud of it.
Uh-oh.
Not proud of it.
What did you do?
Well, look, I was prepared, sort of, to pay for the whole book. Because I didn't want to ask my parents. Like you said, I didn't want to ask grandpa and grandma and the neighbours and all of that.
No.
I was talking to the team manager. Yeah? And she said, Lise, you and Dane do enough for the team. Wait. She said, Dane's the water boy. And, you know, we know, you're not good for much, but because of Dane, you're technically off the hook.
Oh, no.
And she said, no raffle book needs to be sold. And you certainly don't have to return the entire empty raffle book. If you sell one, you sell one. You don't have to. And I don't want people out there to think that I'm not a contributing member of my community because my husband is. Okay? But what she was saying, and I appreciated it deeply, is that there is no hard and fast rule. You do your best. My best is not very good.
Well, my best is just buying the whole book. That's
it. What I'm saying to you is that...
You think I should try and run water to random children at school and get out of...
What she was saying is...
So they can be like, Sarah, you're the water girl. We never asked you to be... But the children are hydrated.
I'm just saying, if you contribute in other ways outside of monetary contributions...
I don't.
...that it does... Oh, well, then you can't do it. Shame on you that you don't have a husband that runs water.
Wow.
Those two girls.
I fear that my five-year-old son, Maxie, has deeply offended one of our family members.
No, he's done nothing to me.
Nor me.
You're not in our family, Sarah.
You know what? I don't need that negativity because I love your boy. I love him like he's my own.
Sarah's
and I
obsessed
refuse
with my youngest
to believe
son, Maxie.
Maxie is a cherub. He has these huge eyes and this beautiful little smile, and he looks up at me like a statue at the Palace of Versailles. I just want to hold him. He's just an angel.
He is a little angel.
And I hate it. I hate it when you denigrate him.
I don't denigrate him. Because he's the one that stuffed up. Let me tell you what happened.
Please.
Now, you guys know I come from a big French family.
No, didn't know that.
No.
Okay, so the other night we were having a big French family dinner, okay? And when we all get together, at the very least there's 21 of us. Mm. And do you know how many tables we have to put together?
How many?
Three trestle tables doubled up in breadth. Mm. So that's in fact six trestle tables. Mm. And my grandmother has had to custom make the tablecloth to go over the top, Sarah. Okay, anyway, that's
your
a side note.
Your grandmother's 97. Why are you making her do those things?
She is not 97. She just turned 89. And you know what? Her fingers are still very nimble. She can work a pedal on a sewing machine real good. Anyway, we're all at dinner. And because Maxie's the baby of the family, even out of all the cousins and everything, he's the youngest. So we started, I don't know who started it. Someone said, let's see if Maxie can go around the whole table and say everybody's name. Because, you know, in a little boy's mind, there's a lot of family members to get through.
I don't know why are you putting that pressure on your five-year-old? But okay, fun times
and
at your family.
And we just love to hear how he mispronounces names or slips up on you know, yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun.
Sounds like some kind of heckling behaviour. Should lead by example.
So my uncle's wife, Carolyn, lovely lady, big part of our family. You know, she's a ring-in. She's not blood. But huge. She's the heart of the family. She cooks for us all, even though she's not really French, but we've trained her up to be. She was hosting the dinner, okay? And she's just, you've met Caro.
Yeah,
she's just so beautiful. Mm. She loves children. She spends a lot of time with my boys, does art classes with them, just a
delicate woman, former ballerina.
Yes, fine artist. Mm. Serves them up beautiful, creative drinks when they rock up. She makes them like ginger beer, lemon, like amazing. Mm. Treats them like her own. So like Maxie goes around, he says, Papi Giraffe. That's my grandfather.
That's Grandad Giraffe.
Auntie Fred, Uncle Gray, Cousin Giselle. He was going, he was nailing it. Uncle John gets to Caro, the one woman who cares deeply for him, and he just stops and he goes, I'm sorry, what's your name again? Like actually said it like that. And we've just gone, Maxie. And Caro's heart has just dropped. And I said, Caro, it's just because he's tired. This is past his bedtime. Also, he's not very...
When we were staying together during the week last week, I was in the shower and I could hear Lee's FaceTiming the boys. And from in the shower, I heard Maxie say, is Sarah there? Mm. And I screamed at him, I'm here! I'm coming!
I think
I'm coming!
That's an invasion of privacy.
I washed the soap off. I put my PJs on. I raced. I said, Maxie, I'm here.
Sarah's here.
And he just grinned through the camera and that was it. That's all he did, and that was enough.
No, I feel Caro's wrapped around his little finger.
But I also think he's got everyone else wrapped around his finger because you're never going to make him do that stupid dinner party trick again, are you?
It's on again this Friday night.
Well, right now I want to discuss the biggest movie at the cinemas right now, and that is, of course, The Lion King. Now, Lise, you and I both had our reservations. Would it be as good as the one our childhood was built on?
Yeah, because it came out, I think, on the 17th of July, and it's taken us a solid 2 weeks to get to it because we didn't want it to be
Nervous. Came out when we were 14. I mean, I remember going on road trips with my family and the Lion King soundtrack.
Oh, yeah,
was,
I had the cassette.
Yes, absolutely. It was the soundtrack of my family holidays
for years. You know, Simba and Nala's relationship, that's what I was looking for in a man. I wanted that same sort of chemistry and admiration between Nala and Simba.
Mm. Well, I actually asked people to start calling me Sarabi.
Is that the mother?
That's the mother line. Yeah. Anyway, we finally took ourselves off. That fell a bit flat. I'm sorry.
It really did.
I was clutching at straws on the savannah. That also fell flat. anyway, we went and it was fantastic.
Why don't
really
you crucify
was.
Her, Aaron, when I do something wrong in radio
Because
terms,
I admit it. You never say sorry.
That exactly.
Okay. I pull myself up.
Okay. So it what's
was great.
Your story?
The computer generated graphics were amazing. Yeah. It made it even more emotional, if that's possible. And I am a very emotional person.
Oh, I know.
My cup runneth over with emotions.
You have too many of them.
According to you, I do. And, of course, it was a foolish mistake to go and see that movie with you because I knew I would have all the heart feels and I would cry. And as soon as the initial music started and the animals were...
Oh, God.
I felt my eyes start to well, but I managed to sort of dehydrate those tears and they didn't fall from my face. You were just staring stony-faced at the big screen, okay? Yeah. But by the time...
Well, the movie hadn't started. That's just the opening sequence. I'm not crying yet. Well,
by the time Mufasa died, and that's not a spoiler, so shut up if you send me any messages saying I've spoiled the movie like people have done in the past. It's been out for 20 years. Get over it. I was crying rivers of tears.
You were heaving.
But I couldn't... Well, I was, but you didn't know that until afterwards.
Oh, well,
I was almost hyperventilating because I wasn't letting myself take in as big a breaths as I needed to survive because that would have my chest would have expanded too much and I would have made a sob. Okay? And you were sitting beside me. I'd also stupidly forgot to bring enough tissues. So I was holding my hand up to my tear ducts and... tears were actually running down the palm of my hand, down my wrist, down to my elbow in my jumper. And that's what I had to do to get through that terrible scene of grief without you knowing. That's what you
I was peacefully taking it all in. I've seen it before. I know how it goes. I was not crying. And then... lo and behold, you turn and you judge me publicly. You turn to me so aggressively, Sarah, and you said, what is wrong with you?
I mean, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
What, that I didn't cry?
How? You don't cry in anything. Nothing.
Well, I mean, it's not that I didn't feel anything. You know, when he holds the baby tiger cub up to the world, I felt something. What is that, a tiger? Isn't it a tiger? It's a lion. Oh, yeah, the Lion King. I got it. Wow. Anyway, whatever that animal is, okay, when he presents it to the world, I felt something, a little bit. But that doesn't translate to rivers of tears down my elbows. Does it?
You're like, if I had to cast you in that role, you're a hyena.
What I do? Okay, this
you're
is what I'd like to know. That's not
nice. He just has no feelings.
I'm going to put something to you.
What?
Both, in fact.
Uh-oh.
Because maybe this is something that only I do. Maybe this is a deep-seated issue I have. When something starts upsetting me in a movie and I'm feeling something that you would call emotion.
Mm-hmm. You think Hakuna Matata?
No, I don't look... at the scene as it's unfolding, I pick a corner in the cinema screen and I just stare at that.
What?
So that I don't actually watch it. I just go, oh, there's a speckle. Oh, look at that on the curtain. And I just focus on that so I don't allow myself.
So you don't allow yourself to feel. This is not usual behaviour. No.
Don't you? You sit, you actually expose yourself to the pain on the screen. I can't do it.
Well.
No,
well,
I just turn my head
when
and
I've
I
got
just...
enough oxygen flowing through my body when don't I'm not sitting next
that,
to
Aaron?
You because I
no,
can breathe.
No, isn't emotion part of the, if you're watching an emotional movie.
Well, I'm feeling it, but then I get sick of feeling it. So I just look somewhere until it's over.
You're okay. Weird.
Yeah, you've got issues, mate.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Movie. Oh, we do like to movie, but there's a catch to this game. So Aaron will play us a lesser known scene from a famous movie.
Mm.
And Lise and I have to put our listening ears on and guess what movie it is. Now, it sounds easy, but it is not.
It's not because they're obscure and there's zero context and I'm not good at it. All of those things. What's the current score?
Current score is in Sarah's favour.
I know it is.
7-4.
Okay.
I need to bridge the gap. I need to do something here.
Let's get into it. This is your first scene.
You gotta cheer up. You look like somebody ran over your dog.
Hey, how much is a slice of pie?
From the year 2000.
Oh, you happen to have the best French apple in town.
Cool.
And it's on the house.
Fun fact, the soundtrack for this movie was in the top 40 charts for a whole year.
20 says it's Pretty Woman. I will raise you 10 because it is Home Alone.
2000, Sarah, we were 20 years old.
Set in New York City.
What? Oh, 2000.
Jennifer from Austin says her favorite movie.
John Goodman.
Ghostbusters.
No.
Adam Garcia.
Oh, I know. No. Adam Garcia, I love him.
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks?
I can almost see the movie cover. She's standing on it and she's like this. And she's got like a scarf or something around her.
Tyra Banks is an actress?
There you go, there you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, Coyote Ugly!
Oh, God, I love that movie.
Sarah.
Adam Garcia. I don't know what he's doing now, but he was a tap dancer.
Sarah,
Sam Worthington
was one of the... That was an impetus for me moving to New York, that movie.
Wow. Was it?
You
yes,
should have known one the scene them, a bit quicker
that
then.
And Felicity.
Oh, yes, Felicity, of
and
course.
And I actually went as far as buying a leather backpack. Actually, it was given to me for my 21st birthday.
All right, point to Lee.
Okay. Finally, of course Tyra Good Banks work. Is an actress. She's amazing in that.
Second scene.
Okay, kids, you're in for a real treat today. These gentlemen have kindly volunteered to demonstrate how a stun gun is used to subdue a suspect.
Is this Dumb and Dumber?
Now, there's two ways to use a stun gun.
Had two sequels.
Close and personal. Or you can shoot it from a distance. Now,
it was set in Las Vegas.
Want to come up here and do some shooting, huh? All right, how about you, young lady?
Oh, my God.
Come on up here.
It is.
It's not Wedding Crashers.
No, it is the Bucks night. It is
Hangover.
Oh, did she get it?
Just in there. Sorry, Lazy. All right, tiebreaker.
Oh, that is a tiebreaker, isn't it?
Okay.
Clapped prematurely.
Oh, darling, as you're so congested and sick.
You're still sick from last week. He was sick on Friday, remember?
I was sick as a dog all weekend. I was at home. All right, this is the tiebreaker. Third scene.
You guys remember the Sheik?
Yeah.
Well, he proposed to me, and I think...
2002.
Despite his billions.
Then why don't you say yes?
Because I hesitated long enough to realise my head and my heart were saying two different things.
The title
things.
Of the movie is also the title of the song.
That's a big decision. Well, it's supposed to be the easiest one you ever made.
Wasn't it?
This is so hard.
It's not Four Weddings and a Funeral.
That's not the name of the song.
Set in the deep south of America.
Sweet Home Alabama!
Oh, another classic! Another classic! Oh, that was great. Reese Witherspoon, Patrick Dempsey, and who was that really cute guy?
So cute.
Who was like, I told you, lightning didn't strike
yes,
twice.
He was amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so we're now 7-5. I'm getting
7-5, the gap is closing.
That makes me want to watch Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
All right, we got to go.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the We Like to Movie movie game. Do you want to play a quick bonus round?
Yes.
Sure. Cool. Although I am deeply concerned that I've revealed too much about my emotional...
Here we go. This is quite an easy one. So this was always going to be the backup. Just we'll get it quite quickly.
Okay.
What do you want? Girl?
From the year 2000.
Boy.
Hunger Games?
Yes, I did.
That was like...
You're good,
five years ago.
But you're not that good.
Oh, what did he say?
Magnificent.
You're good, Spaniard, but you're not that good.
Gladiator!
Oh, I was going to say The Mask of Zorro.
Wow. That says so. That says everything I need to know about both of you.
Mask of Zorro, great movie. Haven't seen it in years. Don't ever play me an obscure scene from that because I won't get it. Antonio Banderas.
Any other business we need to attend to?
Coffee.
Breakfast.
Early in the morning.
Quite early. You know what? I might get some like tea, help the throat.
Yeah. Maybe some Sudafed.
You know something. What? This is going to bother me and you guys won't care that much. I bought cold and flu medicine. Yeah. Left it at home today.
That's a huge bother. You just need to go to the chemist around the corner and get yourself another one. You'll never need it.
That cost me $18. I know it's expensive. I will not pay another $18.
Don't wave your finger at me. I know, but inevitably you will be sick again.
I also had the genuine thought. You know how you have to put your license in and get it all sticking out? I was worried they'd think I'm a drug addict for getting two in 2 days.
You really give off that drug addict vibe.
Yeah, I look at you and I just think meth.
Shit. That's a pretty personal attack that I was not expecting.
You're the most clean-cut individual we've ever laid eyes on.
No. I think you could just say, I live on the Gold Coast. I've left my medicine at home.
But where did you
get
another
one?
Did you fill the prescription or did you buy them over the counter at the chemist around the corner?
Over the counter at the chemist right here at the building.
Okay, so you can't go again. They will think you're a druggie.
They will think I'm a druggie. Props.
You could ask the question. You could be like, I don't want you to think I'm a druggie, but could I... This is what's happened.
Why don't you send one of us to get it for you?
Oh, what a good idea.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that for you.
We'll do it for you.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah, Lee's will.
Oh, throw me under the...
Nah, Lee's prescriptions are filled for the month.
I'm blacklisted at that place.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.